Well, Arjanon, talking about the world of business, and medical is big business in our community.
That's correct. And so Mountain View Regional has an announcement. This is a privately owned hospital. And their facility on East Loman Avenue has added a small cancer center to supplement the services available at Memorial Medical Center.
And what's involved in this? Is this a new location, or is it part of their existing location?
It's in their existing hospital facility on Loman Avenue. It's a small clinic, and they've already been doing surgeries related to cancer there. But what they have now is the facility to do chemotherapy treatments.
Okay.
They still don't do radiation therapy, and for that you still have to go to Memorial Medical, which does radiation therapy and chemotherapy. But Mountain View has a new director of oncology. They've brought on a new oncologist, and they're able to provide some chemotherapy treatment right there at on site.
Definitely something to follow up on and keep an eye on for that, to see how Mountain View expands with that. Let's talk about something that's been in the newspaper for the last several weeks, and it started with construction on Valley Drive with La Fiesta in that area. La Fiesta Bakery, very popular bakery, and also Save Mart and some of the businesses in that area. Now there's a threat of a lawsuit.
Correct. Our new reporter, Blake Gumprecht, has been covering this. So Pickwick has a location on Avenida de Mesilla, and that is the sort of ground zero of phase three of this Valley project.
Because, yeah, it's moving from the Picacho area
south.
Okay.
It's moving south in several phases. They're still in phase one, and the businesses are going, oi, what's going to happen with phase two? Phase one still has a few months to go. Phase two will take it from Amador to Avenida de Mesilla. And then phase three is a redo of Mesilla around the Hickory area. And they're going to construct a concrete barrier that Pickwick says is going to make it impossible for trucks to access his business and still get back onto the freeway.
And it's not just trucks, but tractor trailers that go into the business will not be able to come in. So where are we with this? He sent a letter?
Yeah, so he made a tort claim with the Department of Transportation as well as the city of Las Cruces, because Hickory is a city street. And they have a deadline until Thursday, and if they don't work with the business on redesigning that intersection, they're going to proceed with a lawsuit, they say.
There was a meeting where folks from the shed were also concerned about one of the phases, and what was said in that?
That's phase two. So Gabriel Mendoza of the shed, as well as other business owners are concerned about the process of, you know, tearing up and repaving Valley from Amador to Mesilla, because that's going to block access to some of the side streets like Brown Street. Besides affecting residents, how are you going to get into these businesses?
Okay. Keep an eye on that. Definitely have a report for us probably next Friday regarding the deadline of Thursday. See where we go with that.
We'll see what we have.
Let's talk about jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. I always love talking about jobs during the Monday Business Watch.
And it's all about Stampede in Sunland Park. So they're opening this major new facility at the old Tyson Foods processing plant. Three regional job announcement or job information fairs are set up this week for people to find out more about jobs. They're going to be, Stampede is going to be hiring some 385 people initially. They want to get this plant open by the end of October. The idea is within 5 to 7 years, they're going to be employing 1,300 people there.
1,300 people.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to be doing a job fair or different types of sessions?
It's an information session. There's one on Tuesday at the Del Cerro Community Center. That's the Vado Del Cerro area. Wednesday at the Dolores Wright Community Center in Chaparral. Thursday at the Anthony Community Center in Anthony. I don't have times for those, but they're being organized through the city manager's office in Sunland Park, and that might be a good place to find out more.
Okay. Great to have jobs coming into our community. Let's talk about awards, nominations for the State Hospitality Award.
This is coming up in September. It's the 2018 Hospitality Industry Awards in Albuquerque. We have a number of restaurants and officers of restaurants from Las Cruces who are up for some pretty prominent awards.
Okay, any names?
Sure. So Winery of the Year, Luna Rosa, Rio Grande, and St. Clair Winery are all nominees. Little Toad Creek is up for Distillery of the Year. Restaurant managers, Chris Nava of Uno, Chicago Grill, Manny Perez of Andale, Thomas Perez of St. Clair Winery all up for Manager of the Year. Juan Morales of the Santa Fe Grill is up for Restaurateur of the Year, and there are more. That's just a few.
Yeah, that's great, man. Can't wait to see the list of award winners. All right, Algernon, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Ciao.